Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. Here are your hosts, Bill Kennard and Tom Grandy.
Welcome to Prophet University audio series. I'm Bill Kennard, along with our company's founder, Tom Grandy. This month's program is titled 10 Strategies to Create Great Customer Experiences. Tom, we've both known Beth for a number of years. What jumped out to you about her presentation?
One of the points Beth shared was about being intentional. She encouraged listeners to, quote, dress for success, act for success, be present, and mean what you say, and say what you mean, unquote. When she shared that, I instantly thought of her presence herself. She's still all of those things, which is why she earns respect from everyone she's talking with.
Oh, there's no question, Tom. Beth is very professional. My ears perked up really when she mentioned the top five national companies in the area of customer service. These are, in order, Amazon, Chick-fil-A, Apple, Marriott, and Kroger's. Each was chosen because they're consistently treating the customer the way that they want to be treated. Well, this month's presenter is Beth Dobkin. Beth was born and raised in the farmlands of New Jersey, where she met her husband through their family plumbing business. In 1982, she and her husband decided that Sacramento, California would be their home for their family plumbing and HVAC business. The company was successfully sold in 2000 to a Fortune 500 company, where Beth remained as the general manager for several years. In 2005, Beth needed a change, and she left the company and became a business coach for the nationally recognized Quality Service Contractors Association. Beth currently resides in California with her husband of 30 years. They have three adult children, with the oldest owning his own plumbing business in Palm Desert, California. And now, with 10 strategies to create great customer experiences, is Beth Dobkin with this month's Prophet University audio series presentation.
Welcome to Grandy & Associates Prophet University. I'm excited today to share with you 10 strategies to great customer experiences. Customer experience is the key to any successful business. We hear this over and over, but what truly defines a great customer experience? First, we must start by clearly understanding what customer experience is. Customer experience is the sum total of all interactions and transactions with any company with whom the client chooses to do business. From the moment that the customer is introduced to your brand, which may be from the side of your truck or a billboard or a YouTube video, a radio ad, a piece of paper that they pick up thinking it to be trash, your company is creating a customer experience. Today, we're going to talk about the 10 best strategies to managing great customer experiences. My goal is to help you create defining moments that, when consistently delivered, will improve customer loyalty and increase your profits. So let's get started with strategy number one, managing first impressions. This is all about bringing out the personality of your company, the promises your company delivers, the values your team collectively hold the closest, and the quality of your people, products, and performance. You have to consider each and every encounter is very much like a job interview. You always want to make a memorable, positive impression in a job interview, don't you? During every job interview, there's always a defining moment when you either felt you nailed it or you totally lost the opportunity. Preventing those lost opportunities is what managing first impressions is all about. There's so many ways to manage first impressions. Consider a trip to the local grocery store. Seems pretty mundane, doesn't it? But think about how many grocery stores are trying to capture your loyalty. Is price always the only reason that you frequent a store? What about the appearance, the convenience, the location, the friendliness? If a grocery store only considered price in keeping loyal customers, the next competitor to come along could easily put them out of business. What are the touch points that you as a company hold as non-negotiables with your team when delivering great experiences? You have to have a system for managing first impressions, a consistent way your company meets, greets, and performs each and every time you come in contact with a customer. Strategy number two, connect and engage with your customer. Engaging the customer is one of the key challenges of our business, not because they don't want to be involved, but because we often exclude them, even though they're the ones paying the bill. Emotionally engaging your customer moves them to take action. It also creates memories that encourage loyalty. Let me give you an example. Recently, I contacted a company to give me a bid on landscaping my backyard. Not having much experience with this type of contractor, I went on the internet, just like your customers do, did some research, customer reviews, and industry standards, and then made a more educated decision on who to call for information regarding this type of work. I have to note here that money was not my concern, as much as getting the job done right, having my questions answered with respect, feeling I would not be taken advantage of, and feeling my decision would be justified in the end. My husband and I, in the end, picked two top-rated companies to interview. The first company came out to give us an estimate. After making us feel somewhat comfortable with his knowledge of the job, he then asked us how much we thought the job could cost. He was pre-qualifying us. My husband made the mistake of telling him what we had set aside for the project. 1 week later, guess what? That salesman returned with his bid. The project was sketched up haphazardly on a piece of graph paper with a price tag of 20% more than what we had intended to spend. And then he told us if we signed the contract today, he'd give us a 20% discount, bringing the total to exactly what my husband had said was our budget. We told him to hit the road. The second company came out, never once asked us our budget. They asked us about our lifestyle. They asked us about why we were changing our landscaping, what final result we wanted, and our dream backyard experience. She showed us catalogs with varying priced materials and suggested cost-effective ways to get the same results and stay within our budget. Again, she had no idea what that budget was. She returned 1 week later with a professional colored drawing of our backyard with all the items we had discussed. Her presentation was amazing, touching on all the details like where we should place our furniture, what the sun exposure would be at different times of the day, how different materials may affect the temperature in the yard, what the lighting would look like at night, and how much more effectively our space could be utilized. She drew us in both emotionally and physically by having us stand and try to visualize the new features she had suggested. She knew that customer engagement was key to a great customer experience and ultimately the sale. This leads right into strategy number 3, pay attention to detail. Your customers are coming to you to fulfill a need. They're opening up their wallet, spending their hard-earned money. It is important they feel good about their decision or their purchase. Every little detail adds up to make the overall experience memorable or not so memorable. Why is it important for it to be memorable? Repeat business. It is much more cost-effective to develop a loyal customer base than to constantly be seeking to find new customers. So many times, we are so intent on doing a good job that we fail to recognize the small things that matter to the customer. You must identify the small distractions so the customer can concentrate on the information you are giving them, allowing them to make an educated decision that they are not going to regret. When you think about paying attention to detail, think about this. There are always a few blades of grass that the lawnmower seems to miss. Am I right? A person that pays attention to detail might trim their lawn with a pair of scissors. Now that is the kind of detail that will win you customers for life. Strategy number 4, be intentional. It is not good enough to just show up. The customer wants a professional. Therefore, everything you do needs to be on purpose and with purpose. In other words, you need to consciously think about all your actions and words so you convey the right message at all times. Remember, perception is reality. When your actions speak louder than your words, the customer cannot hear what you are saying, so it is important for you to make your actions and words mean the same thing. A great example of this can be seen in the car industry. combining the strategies we've already learned about managing first impressions, engaging the customer, and paying attention to detail, the car industry becomes very intentional with their message and products to deliver exactly what the consumers are looking to buy. They have many price points, options, styles to satisfy customer demand. They are intentional on product design and delivery. Although they excel in being intentional in the manufacturing of a variety of vehicles, they fail miserably at being intentional from the sales side of the business. You're familiar with the used car salesman type attitude or the car salesman stereotype? If you want to be intentional, it's your job to help the customer make the best buying decision based on their needs, not yours. If you truly believe you have the best products or services, then educate your customer on whatever it is that sold you. It is always easier to convey a message that you believe in. So, to be intentional, you need to dress for success, act like a professional, be present, and mean what you say and say what you mean. Strategy number 5, be genuine. So what does genuine mean? Well, in the dictionary, genuine is defined as being real, authentic, sincere, frank, and honest. As we refer back to the car salesman stereotype, you can almost feel the insincerity as they approach you on the car lot. It is like a vulture coming in for the kill. Your customer has no reason to connect with you, no way even to relate to you, and no desire to buy from you when they don't trust you. When you're genuine, your customer has a chance to get to know you, identify with you, and to trust you. So it sounds like being genuine should be easy, when in fact in business it can be very, very difficult. If you've been given the responsibility of selling anything to anyone, and you are not a good communicator by nature, or you do not believe the product or service you are selling is the proper solution for the client, you cannot be genuine. It is also impossible for you to be genuine when somebody is telling you to behave a specific way that's unnatural. But don't give up. You can take the information and suggestions and make them your own based on your upbringing, your belief system, things that you like, your skill set, and the dislikes that you have. The key is to be personable by adding your own character and personality to the process. Being genuine requires that you be vulnerable. Not everyone may agree with you, but when you are true to yourself, you can defend your position with conviction and honest responses, something your customer will always appreciate. Number 6. Be the expert. An expert is someone who is a reliable source for specific skill or subject. When the customer comes to you for help, they expect an expert. So act like one. In the service industry, there are many examples of challenges a professional may not have encountered in the past. This does not reduce your expertise. Remember, an expert is just a reliable source. You do not need to have all the answers. You just need to know where to find them and be confident in front of the customer so they see you are their solution. Once again, I have to refer back to our previous topic of being genuine. To be an expert, you have to understand and communicate what you know and what you don't know, as well as deliver honest communication as to what you can and can't provide for your customer. You will appear to be the true expert when you educate your customers on solutions, connect with them through your enthusiasm and your passion and your honesty, and sell them on the quality of your work. I want to emphasize here that up to this point, everything that I have mentioned has been about communication skills. While these are key to great customer experience, they do not replace the need for expertise. Quality service or products are what the customer expects, and the great communication only enhances the experience, but does not replace the need for the knowledge and skills the customer is paying to receive. The other thing to remember here is the customer is willing to accept when a mistake is made. Even experts make mistakes. Nobody's perfect. When you have taken the time to create the customer experience, as I have been discussing. So let's talk about strategy number 7, managing customer pain points. We have all experienced pain points during a customer experience. Pain points are things like the company doesn't accept credit cards, or an inability to connect with the proper person on the phone, or maybe the inflexibility of the company or an associate within that company. Sometimes company policy just plain old gets in the way, causing customer pain points. It is important to understand and recognize that there are critical moments in every relationship that determine an ongoing commitment for either party. Every time a customer comes into contact with you or your company, you have an opportunity to create value. If you capitalize on your opportunity, both you and the customer win. Every interaction with a customer is a potential critical moment when you create a moment of magic or you create a moment of disappointment. Just like what you learn in high school, every action has an opposite reaction. Each touch point with a customer is an opportunity to win the customer, exceed expectations, connect with the customer, and earn their loyalty. But it is also an opportunity to lose, disappoint, and disengage your customer. Customer complaints will rise, employee turnover will increase, sales will decline, and profits will plummet if the customer is not your core focus. But you will not lose if you always put the customer first. Remember, the customer is the purpose of our business, not an interruption to our business. So, how does this really look? Well, first, you as the professional should worry more about the impact of your actions and words, products and services, than your customer does. In other words, you transfer the customer concerns to you so they can relax and be rational enough to make a great buying decision. Why? Because a professional works to create an environment where the customer is confident they have made the right decision and that if any obstacles arise, the professional will handle it, keeping customer concerns to a minimum or even worry-free. Next, make doing business with you easy. From finding your phone number to paying their bill and having questions answered after purchases are made, the customer is looking for the easiest way to do business with you. Think like a customer so you can create the ultimate customer experience. And finally, find ways to create aha moments specific to your business. It could be something as simple as providing a loyalty rewards program or financing for your products or services. Whatever you choose, be sure your entire team is informed and a champion on the delivery of the offering. Recently, 24/7 Wall Street named 2015's Customer Service Hall of Fame winners. You might recognize and agree with their findings, but the support from the voters was undeniable. Amazon, Chick-fil-A, Apple, Marriott, and Kroger were ranked 1 through 5 in the country in that order. Even if you don't agree with this list, it is worth diving in and researching what makes consumers identify them as leaders in the customer service industry. What businesses can you think of that you consider great? You're a consumer. You should be able to identify what makes a customer great in your eyes and be able to transfer that to your customer. If you really think about it, the reason they are great is because you, the customer, are treated the way you want to be treated. At every point of contact, you never feel like an interruption, but rather the reason their business exists. That, my friend, is managing customer pain points. Strategy number 8, define the journey. No matter what the customer is buying, it's important that they understand the process and exactly what they will get for the money they are spending. I recently signed a contract with a tree removal service. While I thought the contractor was very clear, walking me through the process necessary to remove the trees as well as the roots, and I clearly defined the scope of work, the day the contractor showed up to do the service, I was disappointed to find that he did not include everything I'd asked, and he was unprepared to complete the work as promised. Things got much better from here, I am happy to say. When he realized his mistake, and my disappointment, he got on the phone right away and eliminated any contradictions, completing the job as agreed and as scheduled the same day. I was really impressed. On the day he sold the job, he had completely explained the journey, and I was grateful he took the time to educate me on the process. It is not always the salesperson that will finalize the transaction, so it is very important that the details are clear to all parties concerned. Think of their journey like a bank account. Every time you exceed customer expectations, you make a deposit to their account, and every broken promise is a withdrawal. When you withdraw more than you deposited, you run the risk of losing your customers. Ultimate bankruptcy. By setting the customer expectations at the beginning, you are simply the manager of the account. Things like explaining a warranty, giving timelines when something has to be ordered or is backordered, starting at a specified time, honoring an advertised price. Customers need to understand the journey, no matter how long or short that journey may be. Strategy number 9, be consistent. Consider strategy number 4, be intentional. It is so much easier to deliver a great customer experience each and every time if you have a system of business that forces team members to be on purpose and with purpose. Systems are all about being consistent. Customers love to know what to expect every time. If you want customer loyalty, and you want to produce great experiences every time, create a delivery system so all team members know what to do, how to dress, what to say, and how to respond. Loyal customers are not created by accident. They are created intentionally. Creating a great customer experience requires calculated planning, employee buy-in, undeniable teamwork, and perfect, unconditional execution. A system that each team member can follow consistently shows a customer that you do not compromise your professionalism at any time of the day. What a loud message to deliver. And no less important, but finally, strategy number 10, be grateful. So many times our customers tell us more by what they do not say than what is actually spoken. We need to take time to really listen and be thankful for both their input and their patronage. Comments offered by your customers, whether good or bad, should be addressed in a positive manner. After all, the only way for you to be the best is to constantly challenge who you are to begin with. Track your customers' needs and satisfaction level. Work with your team to constantly improve the customer experience. Identify any areas of concern and be thankful that you're here another day to address the issue. Our customers make or break us. They are the reason that we exist. We need to thank them every day and in every way possible for giving us the opportunity to serve. In the end, it takes the entire team doing things right and doing the right thing to create great customer experiences. The best strategies are only as good as their implementation. Let's review one more time my top 10 strategies to great customer experiences. Number 1, manage first impressions. Have Each team member have an elevator speech ready and available to present to potential clients at any given time. Expose the personality of your company, your value proposition, your company code of values, quality of products and services you sell, and the caliber of your employees. Number two, connect and engage your customer. Emotionally engaging your customer moves them to take action, and connecting with your customer encourages loyalty, guaranteeing future business for your brand. Number three, pay attention to detail. Every little detail adds up to make the entire experience memorable. It is especially important when trying to create a wow experience. Number four, be intentional. Be on purpose and with purpose. Perception is reality, therefore it is important to consciously think about all your actions and words to make sure they are conveying the same message. Number five, be genuine. Be the best you can be, but always be yourself. Insincerity is a spoiler when it comes to customer experience. Number six, be the expert. As an expert, you know where to find the answers. Know your limits and be sure to provide the best solutions for your customer, not the best opportunity for you. Confidence is key to letting the customers believe in you and your ability to provide them with the best choice for their immediate needs. Number seven, manage customer pain points. There are critical moments along the customer's journey that determine their future loyalty or even their current decision to buy from you. Make it as easy as possible for them to do business with you, to say yes from the hours you are available to the method of payment that you accept. Define their journey is number eight. Your customer needs to understand how you do business and exactly what it is they are paying for. Don't fall short on the communication side by failing to explain warranties, back orders, timelines, product variances, contract details, and so on. Let the customer know what to expect from both the products and processes right down to the customer service after the sale. Number nine, be consistent. Create a customer service delivery system that allows all team members to deliver great customer experiences every time. Take the chance out of the equation by intentionally creating the exact experience you want each and every time. And number 10, be grateful. There are many choices customers make throughout their day and many options presented throughout their decision-making process. Make sure you thank them for doing business with you. Without them, your business would not exist. I hope you find the information provided today useful in helping you create defining moments that, when consistently delivered, will improve customer loyalty and increase your profits. Have a great day.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Please feel free to give us a call at 877-202-8891. The vision of Grandy & Associates is quite simple. We teach companies how to run profitable businesses. For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or give us a call at 1-877-202-8891. Profit University Audio Series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-877-202-8891. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.